In the heart of the National Security Agency lies Translator, a technological marvel unlike any other. Rising 23 feet above the floor, with 90% of its mass extending 6 stories underground, this $1.9 billion quantum computing behemoth was designed for one purpose: to crack any encryption code in the world. As the Internet revolution transformed intelligence gathering, encryption software allowed anyone from business executives to terrorists to communicate in complete secrecy. Translator's response? Processing an astounding 30 million encryption keys per second, breaking codes that would take traditional computers decades to solve. For years, this silent guardian protected America by deciphering terrorist plots and foreign threats, all while the public remained blissfully unaware of its existence. But what happens when an unbreakable code emerges? What happens when the watchers can no longer watch? Ensei Tongkato's life reads like a modern tragedy. Born in Nagasaki in 1965, his body was devastated by radiation from Hiroshima's aftermath, leaving him with severe physical deformities. Abandoned by his father and shuttled through foster homes, young Tongkato initially channeled his pain into hatred of America. Through Buddhism, that hatred gradually transformed into understanding and forgiveness. His extraordinary gift for mathematics made him legendary in coding circles, earning him the nickname Nuke for his ability to devastate any encryption system. When the NSA recruited him to help design Translator, they promised judicial oversight would limit surveillance. Upon discovering these safeguards had been eliminated, Tongkato's sense of betrayal was absolute. His parting words as security escorted him out became infamous: "We all have a right to keep secrets. Someday, I'll see to it we can." Now that day has arrived, with his creation of Digital Fortress, an algorithm so sophisticated it has Translator grinding away unsuccessfully for over 15 hours. The unthinkable has happened. An unbreakable code exists. What should have been a simple errand becomes a desperate fight for survival when university professor David Becker lands in Seville, Spain. His task? Collect the belongings of Ensei Tongkato, a Japanese tourist who died of a heart attack. Unknown to David, somewhere among these possessions is a ring containing the key to Digital Fortress. As David tracks the ring through Seville, he unknowingly enters a deadly game. From a Canadian tourist to a German businessman with his red-headed escort, from luxury hotels to chaotic punk clubs, each encounter draws him deeper into danger. Meanwhile, Hulo Hote, a deaf assassin with wire-rimmed glasses, hunts him relentlessly, leaving bodies in his wake. The pursuit culminates in Seville Cathedral, where David finds himself trapped among soaring columns and ancient stone. Armed with only a ceremonial candle pole, he manages to defeat the professional killer. His victory is brief. Military operatives suddenly appear, calling him by name. The last thing David sees is the muzzle flash before darkness claims him. Back at the NSA, cryptographer Susan Fletcher makes a shocking discovery while investigating Digital Fortress. There is no North Dakota, the supposed partner Tongkato claimed would release the algorithm if anything happened to him. The entire persona was an elaborate hoax created by Tongkato himself, who had been sending emails to himself through anonymous remailers. Even NDCoda itself was a mocking anagram for Tongkato. The truth is more disturbing. Digital Fortress isn't an unbreakable algorithm at all, but a virus Commander Trevor Strathmore unknowingly introduced by bypassing security filters. The virus is now infiltrating the NSA's main data bank with a message demanding they tell the world about Translator to save themselves. As the situation deteriorates, Strathmore reveals his true plan, a global intelligence coup attempted single-handedly. After acquiring Digital Fortress, he intended to secretly insert a backdoor into the algorithm before releasing it as the new worldwide encryption standard. This would give the NSA continued access to all encrypted communications while appearing to concede defeat. His obsession has cost multiple lives, including systems security technician Phil Chartroukian, whom Strathmore pushed to his death in Translator's cooling system. In the NSA's main databank command center, Tankato's worm systematically destroys their five-tier security system. Unlike a virus that replicates, this worm targets the shields protecting the NSA's most classified information. Once all shields fall, every byte of classified data, covert operations, witness protection details, launch codes, will become public domain. As security shields fail rapidly, the team discovers orphans in the worm's code, four-letter groups with no programming purpose. Arranged in an 8x8 grid and read vertically, they reveal prime difference between elements responsible for Hiroshima and Nagasaki. With hackers worldwide swarming toward the exposed databank, the team deciphers the puzzle. Elements refers to chemical elements, the uranium isotopes used in atomic bombs. The difference between uranium isotopes U-238 and U-235 is 3, a prime number. This matches Tankato's final moments when he held up 3 fingers. Susan enters 3 as the kill code just as the databank is being breached. After 10 seconds, the system confirms the code and reinstates all firewalls, thwarting the attack with minimal data loss and keeping America's secrets secure. As Translator's processors ignite at the base of the silo, creating a fireball that races upward, Commander Strathmore stands before the inferno. In his final moments, he sees in Susan's eyes not heaven, but the death of trust. As Translator's casing shatters and oxygen rushes in, Strathmore is consumed in a brilliant flash, a victim of Tankato's revenge and his own fatal pride. Meanwhile, in Osaka, Tokugen Numataka, the powerful Japanese executive who had agreed to pay $20 million for Digital Fortress, stands over a casket. He's learned he is the deceased's only living relative. 32 years ago, he abandoned his deformed child and dying wife in the name of honor. Among the adoption papers is a golden ring engraved with words he doesn't understand. With bitter clarity, Numataka realizes fate has cruelly reunited him with the son he forsook, Ensei Tankato. Digital Fortress explores the consequences of our choices. Strathmore's patriotism twisted into deadly obsession. Tankato's privacy crusade led to his death. Numataka's abandonment of his son returned as tragic irony. In the epilogue, Susan awakens at Stone Manor with David watching her. Having survived Spain, he proposes with a diamond ring. She accepts with one condition: he must explain without wax. Though he playfully refuses, we learn it comes from sculptors who created flawless works, Sincera, without wax, the origin of sincerely. Who will guard the guards themselves? This ancient question takes on new urgency in our digital age. As governments expand surveillance in the name of security, where do we draw the line? Digital Fortress forces us to confront when protection becomes invasion, reminding us that in the battle between privacy and security, the greatest casualties are often truth and trust. Perhaps the real fortress we need isn't digital, but ethical, a commitment to transparency, accountability, and the balance between keeping secrets and respecting privacy.